Our Lady, Mother of the Church, Saint Joseph, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We see in the readings today, especially in the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, how God in his providence took care of the early church and still takes care of the church. If God wanted his apostles out of jail, there was nothing going to keep them from preaching the gospel. Not even a jail cell will keep them from preaching the word. And God even went to the point of working a miracle to free them so that they could go out and preach the gospel. This should give us great confidence and great hope to know that God only permits us to suffer what he wants us to suffer for the sake of our sanctification, for the glory of God, but also that he will come to the aid of his church in times of need, in times of persecution. And if God needs to, he will work and do something even miraculous or very astounding things. But in the meantime, we should continue to do what we ought to be doing. That's what the apostles were doing. They were doing God's will. They were to go out and preach. And even though they were threatened, they continued to preach, knowing and trusting that even if God should allow them to, as many of them did, you know, eventually they had to lay down their lives. They knew that God was with them and would support them and sustain them in all situations. And so this is the confidence of the early church, the faith that they had and belief in the power of the resurrection, that even themselves, if Jesus was crucified and died and rose again, the same can happen to them, and that they have to have that same kind of trust and confidence in God's power, that he will also raise us up again. That's why they were not afraid to preach and to teach, because they knew that they had witnessed the power of God's resurrection and the physical presence of God with them, the Son of God in their midst. So we must have that same confidence, because as we're reminded, God is with us today in the Holy Eucharist. He is here to sustain his church in the midst of many trials and difficulties. In a world today in which we live, that many people want to remain in the darkness, like the gospel tells us, that many people are choosing to live in the darkness because they don't want their deeds to be seen for what they truly are. They want to, you know, mask it or cover it up or call it something else other than what it really is. And, you know, this is the sad state of affairs, but yet Christ is still with us, and he's still here wanting us to do the same thing as the apostles were doing in the early church, and that is to continue to preach the gospel by word and deed, to give people the light of the gospel, the light of truth. And if they want to remain in the darkness, well, they may choose to do so, but it's not because that the truth and the light wasn't shown onto them. This is where we must continue to have this same belief and same action that the early church had. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son into the world, not to condemn it, but to save it. And that is why the church is preaching the truth even today. It is not to condemn people, but rather to save them, to help them out of the darkness. You know, if an emergency team came, like the fire department came to a burning house and they were trying to get the people out, they would not be persecuted and scorned for doing their job. The same goes for the church. You know, the world is a burning house, you might say, and many people are in danger and peril. And the church comes along with the message of help, with what is needed for them, and instead they are treated with scorn and seen as their enemy. how confused and how twisted things have become. But, you know, this is the same in every age. People want to remain in the darkness in the time of our Lord's first, when he walked the face of the earth, you know, in his visible presence and today they still want to walk, you know, and remain in the darkness today in the 21st century. And our Lord is still here, and his church is here to preach and to teach and to lead people to salvation. So let us do what we can, do what we ought to be doing as Christians, and that is, as our Lord reminds us, you know, if you hear it, whatever you've heard in secret, shout it from the rooftops. Proclaim it in season and out of season. We should not be afraid, even of public scorn, or even if they should reject us for being truthful, for being Christ's representatives. It's not something that we carry around with us because we are something special, because of something we've done, but we have received this gift of truth, this gift of salvation, this gift of true happiness, because we have received the light of the gospel, and we want to share that with others who have not yet heard it. And even with those who don't want to hear it, we must still continue to preach it and pray that they will be open to it eventually before the day of judgment. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.